Have you heard about Anchor? Well, actually you have. That is how I am recording my very own podcast. Let me explain. It's free. All the creative tools that you'll need to record your own podcast are right at your fingertips. You can use it right from your phone or your computer. It even distributes your podcast for you on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can even make money from your podcast. That's right, with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to get your voice out there into the world. So if you have something that you want to say, simple, it's easy. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's it. Hello, this is Bree, and welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussion and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of male marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so we'll share tips to make you the host with the most and the life of the party. Thank you for joining us, and remember to subscribe and review. Let's do this. Okay, everybody, we're going to hop into today's Heart to Heart, which is extremely special to me because it's with one of my close friends, also a military spouse, Miss Ashley Jones. Hey, Ashley. Woo!
Hi, Bree. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to kind of just start a discussion. And I just call these sessions heart to hearts because that's all they are, talking to different military spouses about insight on their marriages so that, you know, we can maybe help others along the way. So to start, tell us about yourself, how you met your husband, you know, the love story.
Well, my name is Ashley, like Bree said. I'm 29 and I am currently pregnant with our fourth baby. Yay! The gender is to be determined. And so Matthew and I, we met at college, so I guess you could call us college sweethearts. And we were in Spanish class together. And we just kind of hit it. We were friends for a while, and then we, you know, turned into more than friends, obviously. Here we are, married 4 kids later. But right. That's pretty much how our story went.
That is awesome. And so y'all met on campus?
Yes. Yep.
We both at Delaware State?
Yep. We both went to Delaware State University. Matt was obviously an aviation major, and I was a nutrition and dietetics major. And so Spanish somehow brought us together.
Look at that, Spanish class. The romantic language.
Right.
So that's that is awesome. So nutrition and dietetics, like, what drew you to that field of study?
So to be honest, originally I was a nursing major. I started off school at University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and I was there for 2 years. There I was a nursing major, and then I transferred to Del State. Mm-hmm. And during my time there, or during my transfer process, I lost some credits, and there was just a few issues that I had to overcome in my transition from UMES to Del State.
Right.
And so I had a meeting with my guidance counselor, and she just kind of sat me down and was like, look, you can keep on with nursing, but the chances of you graduating on time are slim, like almost non-existent. And she was like, at best bet, I would graduate a year and a half beyond when I was supposed to.
Right.
So yeah. I took that information back to my mom and my parents and my dad, and they both were kind of like, well, you know, that wasn't really in our plan or budget to be paying for you to be in school for another year and a half, possibly two. Who yeah. knows? And so I went back to my counselor, and her advice was basically for me to explore other majors that had similar sciences or coursework, you know, whatever. And so nutrition was one of them. And I just happened to meet with the dean of that department, and I kind of just fell in love with it. So
Yeah.
it wasn't exactly my plan going into college, but that's what I came out with, degree in nutrition and dietetics, and I love it now. And it's definitely played a big role in my life and in our family since then. I'm glad, I'm grateful to have the knowledge that I do about nutrition
Yeah,
because it's
that was a win right there. Like,
oh
you
yeah.
couldn't have seen some of those things coming, but it's like perfect for you and your family. So, like,
Right.
why do you explain to other people? Because I know if I have a question about food, I call Ashley. So, kind of explain to people like your family dynamics and why nutrition became like such an important part of your marriage and a part of your family.
Well, so for me personally, just studying it, and well, first of all, I love science. And so nutrition and dietetics, most of the classes are science-based. And that was just something that always interests me. But moving past that, since I have two kids that, that have food allergies, and so having my nutrition background, that's played a big role in me knowing and learning what they can, what they can't eat, simple things like reading food labels, that is not very difficult to do, but a lot of people just don't know how to do it. They haven't taken the time to understand, and it's not easy either, but so aside from that, and obviously having a spouse who is gone a lot, not at this current location, but previously, he was gone a lot. And so it was very important for me for when he was home to have meals that were nutritious and not just junk, because that's kind of what he was eating most of the time on the road. And so that was really important to me.
That's awesome. So, what I heard you say there is your studies kind of allowed you to kind of troubleshoot some things by reading food labels to where you can keep the children in a better state of health. And then, not only that, but also your husband to kind of keep him on track so that he's fit to fight, ready to go with all of that great stuff because he's getting something nutritious when he comes home. That's fantastic.
Exactly. Yep, absolutely.
That is fantastic. I love that. I can say personally, I have not dived into nutrition as much, but I will say that just with me, spouse, we really notice a difference in our health and how we feel and in our dynamic with one another when we eat better. So I really think people kind of overlook how food may play a part in a relationship, but like it really does. If you feel better, then every part of your life kind of gets better. So especially like your marriage and your relationship.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Matt has always been very supportive of me and my trying new healthy foods for, it, and at first I think he was a little like, okay, so what is this we're trying now? But as time has
Experimenting
gone
on them.
on, exactly, as time has gone on, he's really gotten used to it, and he's just kind of adjusted, and now that's kind of just his taste buds are fixed on more so healthy foods, because that's usually what we eat.
Right, that is awesome. So right now you are staying home,
Yes.
taking care of little people. How has that been a challenge for you to go back into nutrition as a career field? Are you choosing to kind of hold off on that until the little ones get bigger? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, since having my oldest almost 6 years ago, I haven't worked. Honestly, I haven't done anything in my field. And so I think that's why it's something that I implement so much in my house, because I haven't done it outside of the house in 6 years now. I do have family and friends that'll come to me with questions or, for advice, need help with whatever health concern they're going through at the time. And that so that's good for me to kind of keep my brain refreshed on, new diets that are out here, or whatever health concerns people may have, that because nutrition, believe it or not, it helps with everything, mind, body, everything.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Yeah.
So that has helped me definitely kind of stay in the field mentally, even though I'm not there working a 9 to 5. But yeah, I mean, that was a choice of mine to be a stay-at-home mom. I know it's certainly not for everyone. It's long days. It's challenging. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's awesome. And I think as the littles get a little bigger, and I mean, you really still are working in the field because, no kidding, you field tons of questions regarding nutrition. So I'm super excited to see any ventures that you start on your own or when you're ready to or in a position to go back into the field to do more in that area because you just do a great job of holistically looking at concerns, whether it be allergies or a skin reaction or, just how someone feels. You do a great job of like thoroughly looking at how someone's eating, the different things to kind of look out for, because I know I've asked questions. So y'all need to get an
Thank
Ashley.
you.
Get you an Ashley that can tell you what that back of the box says so that you can troubleshoot.
Yeah, no, I definitely a goal of mine is to I've wanted to go back to school for a long time now. And originally I was gonna go back for my master's, but now I'm kind of in a place where I realize I don't necessarily need my master's.
Yeah,
And I
I
don't know that I
agree.
want to be in school for another year or longer, depending on how long would it even take me realistically, with have being in the military and or being a military spouse and having almost four kids. But I realized that I think a program I'm interested in is becoming a certified functional nutritionist, and that's just a fancy title to say that I'm more so looking to help people that are trying to fix per se a specific disease or disorder. And that's
Fix
where
what they're
I'm
eating.
heading.
That's awesome. Well, I know we don't necessarily qualify, but my CAA does offer a scholarship type of opportunity. I believe it's up to $4,000 if anybody is interested in pursuing like a certificate program, associate degrees, bachelor's degrees. Certificates also include graduate certificates. And then there's a lot of other resources I'll put in the show notes for anyone who is interested in looking in fields of that nature that might want some assistance because we have a lot of resources as military spouses. Shout out to everybody who's been, building on these resources to where we have the opportunity to get educated, for not as much money or different mentorship programs that we can kind of connect with people and get in proximity of the people that are kind of doing what we're doing and that we want to do so that we're equipped and, have that on our resumes. Because honestly, a lot of the experiences that you've been building on, just fielding questions with your family and friends, that's resume building, in my opinion. And I think you're doing a great job on staying, like you said, mentally in that field, even if, you're not clocking in and clocking out. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah,
So
thank you.
switching gears more about marriage. Is your military marriage what you expected it to be?
So I thought about this question. This was actually the hardest question, and for me, and I, my honest answer to that is no. And so let me explain that just a little bit. So growing up, like one, I was not in a military or around military family. No one in my family was military. Matt didn't grow up with anyone military. In his family. So the military life was totally new to us. We didn't know what to expect at all. And so we kind of were just thrown into it. We knew we loved each other. We knew we wanted to get married. And we were like, we'll just figure it out as we go.
Right, as most of us do.
Exactly. So I say no because I feel like we have learned so much and we've grown so much and we have communicated a lot better than I thought we would. And through all of this transition, because, to me, I feel like the whole 6 years we've been married has been not completely full of transition, whether he's been coming and going on missions, or we've been PCSing, or we've whatever, it's just been constantly going, just constant change. And so that's, and to that aspect, no, I don't think it's not at all what I thought it was going to be, but in a good way, not in a bad way.
No, that's good. That is awesome. I think the military kind of forces relationships to endure and figure it out, and it forces you to communicate because sometimes the military's not giving you a whole lot of information to go off of, so
Yeah.
you have to rely on communication with one another to kind of just figure it out.
Yeah.
So that is cool. Do you have any like challenges that you guys have maybe seen and been able to overcome? I know you mentioned that, Matt in his previous assignment, he was gone a lot. So was that something that was a challenge that y'all just figured out via communication, or how did you handle that?
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the things that was kind of the hardest. That was our first assignment, right out of him coming out of pilot training. So the good thing about it is we moved near family. So at least we had family nearby, for whenever I felt like I might have needed help or just company, whatever. And so that was good, but it was hard, us being apart from each other. His schedule was completely unpredictable. So he would be home, let's say, for 3 days, gone for a week, home for 2 days, gone for 3 days. Like, it was just really unpredictable. And so that was kind of a hard adjustment, not being able to plan anything. It's kind of like, everything was dependent on, oh, well, if Matt's here, we can do this. Or if, so that was definitely
It's
challenging.
everybody's favorite line,
Yeah.
right?
That was challenging. That was definitely one of the most challenging things that we had to overcome. And then we had,
So,
go ahead, sorry.
oh no, I was gonna say, so with that unpredictable schedule, what are some things that you did? Were you just kind of content with the not knowing, or did y'all just have like some non-negotiables, like we're gonna do this one thing even if we don't do anything else?
Honestly, I just got used to it. I kind of just was like, well, you know what? This is how it is right now. There's nothing he can do about it. If he had leave, if there was something that was really important that we absolutely sat down and talked about, this is something that we did not want to miss for whatever reason. And so he would try to put leave in, but sometimes that can or cannot get approved, but we would at least try. Then we just know that that's the best that we could have done in that situation, at least try to get the time off for something that was important to us. But for the most part, honestly, I just got used to it. I got used to his unpredictable schedule.
Yeah. But the nice thing is now your following assignment is not that, it's not like that, right?
No, not at all. He's home every night and almost every weekend. So it is, I mean, we've done like a
Yeah,
complete
so that's super
360.
encouraging to kind of share with people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I didn't even know that this type of job existed, being home every night, because you get so used to wherever you were before. And then here we PCS'd and we're in a location not near family, which that would be another, I would say something else that's been challenging is when you PCS to a location that is maybe somewhere you don't like so much, and you're away from family. That can be challenging on a marriage, I think, if you don't openly communicate and, work through it the best you can.
No, I can. So, what I heard you say is you were in a place. He was gone all the time. It was unpredictable. This one season, and now you guys are in a new season that presents new challenges, but you get a little time, more time together, but you still have challenges of like being further away from family. So it's not always going to look the same throughout your commitment. I think that's a huge thing for people to keep in mind. One assignment's challenges may not be the challenges of a new assignment, and the benefits may change too. So that's good to note.
I mean, it's hard, definitely it's hard being away from family this assignment, but nothing truly compares to having your spouse home every night and most weekends, you know. It just nothing compares to that.
Right, no. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. I think everybody gained something from either thinking about the nutrition that they're feeding their families and fueling their families and how that can improve their marriage. Maybe getting a glimpse of their current assignment is challenging. It won't always be like that. Okay, everybody, you know what time it is. It is time for you to earn your stripes. So what I want you to do is head on over to bcarolevents.com/hearts-stripes and get the freebie that goes along with this episode. That's right, a freebie just for you. We got to earn these stripes. If you want more from Ashley, you can find her on Instagram at R Red Rose. That's R Red Rose on Instagram, or be a part of the community. Come on, join our Facebook group, Hearts and Stripes, right on Facebook. Super easy. We'll support you in earning your stripes. Let's do this. This podcast is sponsored by B. Carol Events for wedding and event planning and design. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few and the proud that aim high and are forged by love, born ready. We are Mill Marriage Strong.